Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Wednesday edition. We've moved a couple shows up. Tomorrow we've got meetings, and we didn't want to keep people at bay, so we moved it up to tonight. We'll be back regularly scheduled next week on Thursday, same time across the board, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tonight it's Wrestle Talk. Here's truly Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. My sidekick, a brother, a mentor, a friend, Ralph Williams in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. As we talk wrestling across the country, Smoke and Jim will be back next week as joining the Berg Boys as we break down a lot of topics, including the big thing out of New York this past weekend. Donaldson and Anderson will get into the Charles Barkley thing, in Oakland. There's so much more to go. And then we'll be recapping what the Pirates have done on the road out in the West Coast. We'll have completed the San Diego LA tour before they go back home. They'll host Arizona. But that's next week. This is this week. 347-205-9631. 78 of you up there. We see it. You follow us religiously. We appreciate it. You can also catch this archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Ralph, the three questions. First of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, this show is sponsored now.
Yes, it is. It's first, you can get a hold of me by RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. That's my email address. Facebook, Ralph Williams. Facebook, Sports Corner. Wrestle Talk, The Way I See It page. And you can also get a hold of me, or you can also view my YouTube channel. And I have all my Sports Corner and The Way I See It shows all on YouTube as well. And our sponsor is DJ Fun. If you live in the Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania area, and you need a DJ for a party or a wedding or any special event, call DJ Fun today at 412-545-4317. DJ Fun has over 10 years of experience in doing DJ work. So give him a call today, 412-545-4317. Mark, let's get started here. We could talk about the Sasha Banks situation that we were talking about off the air. I read a report that Sasha Banks is going to AEW and that Naomi is going to join the Bloodline, which was going to be the plan anyway, but they waited till now to get her in there because her original plan was to join the Bloodline with Nia Jax. But, of course, we know what happened to Nia Jax. She got fired. And so that didn't happen that way. So the Bloodline's going to get one more member, which, of course, makes sense, Naomi being married to the Uso. And,
we'll see how
that plays out.
You know, and from what I'm reading, and thank God with your experience and knowledge breaking it down for me even more, I thought this was a play. You know, we always see these things coming and everything in wrestling, but it wasn't a play. According to reports, and your inside knowledge as well, they both walked off of Raw, and they've been saying for a while now Sasha Banks has alienated the whole locker room. You know, here I looked at a girl from, Boston, Massachusetts, before Backlash and all these other things, she'd be in the stands in Boston and, an arena or, flashing the tag team stuff and, being a part. And I thought, a girl from, Massachusetts, good upbringing and everything, how can you alienate people where they hate you that bad? And the only thing that came to mind, Ralph, was the first thing is, money changes people, belts change people, and then you become arrogant and, narcissist type. And that's the only way I can think of this, and I hate to say that, but all the indications are if you're going to piss off a whole locker room where they don't care if you come back, you had to do something real bad, and it's terrible. Naomi, on the other hand, is I always looked at Naomi as, you come out in the glow outfit, here we are, okay, I'm married an Uso, I'll get in the Bloodline and all this. But to follow Banks and just to walk out on this thing, There's no creative plans anywhere for these guys. We hear Banks might be going to AEW. Like you alluded to, Naomi coming in with the Bloodline makes sense. I just can't figure out why two people can't seem to get it. And even things, even if you know you're right and everything, just roll with the script. They're the ones that are paying you the paycheck. But these two took it another step further, hopped on their cars, and took off from the arena. Any final thought to that?
Well, first of all, Naomi was, she was involved in that scripted story with what's-her-face, the official, who was working with Adam Pearce. I keep forgetting her name for some strange reason, and I don't know why. But anyway, I think she didn't like that script. And then all of a sudden she started teaming up with Dana Brooke or somebody else. And then now she is, I guess they put her and Sasha Banks together, figuring that would be a better storyline. But, you know, and then she ends up, but see, the thing with Naomi is that Naomi has to understand Sasha Banks is two-faced and a backstabber. She's always done that to all her friends, all her, tag team partners. She did it to Bayley. She did it to a couple people. So what I'm saying is that's the way Sasha Banks is, and it's unacceptable. And, maybe her being gone might help the locker room a little bit better because she doesn't get along with anybody, as you mentioned, in the locker room other than Naomi. And I think she was put together with Naomi for, you know, the purpose of trying to win back the tag team belts. Sasha Banks probably wanted to be more involved in the women's championship than she was wanting to be involved in the tag team belts again. You know what I mean? Because she held them with Bayley. They were the first tag team champions. So what I'm saying is Sasha Banks probably didn't like her role and didn't like what was going on and said, let's walk out, and Naomi the same way, you know, because she got tired of, all that other stuff that was going on and the storyline with her. So they walked out. So we'll see what goes on from there. John Laurinaitis, I don't blame him for turning him in. He's not a very good promoter or a very good talent advisor, whatever it is he does. So, you know, and that's the way, it's been for years with him. I don't know why Vince McMahon keeps him around. He was never a good wrestler. So I just don't get where he was a general manager of SmackDown. That blew up in his face. So, you know.
Well, here another interesting one that I'm still scratching my head on is the United States champion theory. He was absent from Raw this week, but him and The Miz have kind of joined forces, become allies over the last few weeks, and Mustafa Ali has been their target. Something smells in this one. Is Miz trying to get the belt from Theory going through Mustafa Ali and when they do put Mustafa Ali down? What's your take on that?
Yeah, Miz is another one that's two-faced and a backstabber. He'll do anything to get ahead. And so, Miz always plays that real good heel role. And what happens with him is that he, now he's desperate. They don't have a plan for him, it looks like, because if you notice, he's been doing his show. He's been lost in the shuffle there. Where he should be up higher because he's been a Grand Slam champion at least twice, as much as Seth Rollins, who's another one they're not using very well either. We got a third match with Cody Rhodes coming up. So, I mean, WWE's not using their talent right, and it's really sad, especially Miz, Seth Rollins, and a few other guys.
Yeah, that's the thing. And as we see it with the Bloodline, these are my three topics as far as breaking it down. You'll throw some after this one, but the Bloodline is starting to load up with belts. They got the Raw Tag Team Champs, the SmackDown Champs, the Usos. You see what Roman Reigns is doing. Roman Reigns now is going to start to cut back. He's not doing live events. He's not doing the Hell in the Cell. I think this is all in preparation to get ready for WrestleMania. I think you'll see him more of a full-time basis, maybe towards the end of December into January as we get ready for SoFi Stadium and WrestleMania to build it up against The Rock. Any thought to the Usos, Reigns cutting back, and building this matchup in Los Angeles?
Well, the reports I read, Mark, are that they are going to have a draft again. It's going to be probably in September. And what they're going to do is they're going to keep the brand split. I guess they decided to go back to that. Roman Reigns is supposed to be forfeiting the belts sometime after SummerSlam because he wants to take off for a little while to get ready for WrestleMania next year. And so what he's going to do is he's going to turn the belts in. There's going to be a tournament on both ends, and you know, SmackDown and Raw for both belts. And then there's going to be a the draft coming up. Who knows where the Usos might go? And that's going to be another story. The Usos are going to be involved in, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the tag team belts. Are going to have the Raw and the SmackDown split again. So those belts are going to have to go elsewhere or something like that. So that's going to happen. But the question is, who's going to be the face of this company when he leaves? You know, we've had numerous discussions, you and I, with Peter Blake in Tampa and several other discussions in regards to who's going to be the new face of the WWE when Roman Reigns leaves, because he's leaving to take a little hiatus. His health is getting to him again, and I understand he wants to spend more time with his family. So, and then he'll be back for WrestleMania to fight The Rock. But by that time, he's supposed to probably win Royal Rumble again. And then what he'll do is when he wins Royal Rumble, when he comes back, then he'll go up against The Rock or something like that. I think that's the plan maybe, or they just might have him come back and fight The Rock with no belt, you know, which will be an interesting match, cousin versus cousin. That's going to be really, you know, really interesting. It'll draw fans to WrestleMania. It'll sell out the pay-per-views. So, you know, but I'm watching the Wardlow match against Sean Spears right now on AEW, and MJF, the guest referee, has been knocked out, and they just brought in a regular ref now for the cage match. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes, it
so
is.
So what's on your mind now? What are you going to see? We see these lining up now. I don't think we're going to have a draft. We're going to see SmackDown stars welcome and Raw ones on Friday night. Where do you think this is going?
We'll see. I mean, like I said, I read a bunch of reports saying that they are going back, that they're going to keep the brand split. They don't want to, but I think they're doing it because Fox wants to do it with SmackDown. They want to keep everything the same pretty much. I don't think they want to have, you know, the stars going back and forth. You know, they've had this brand split many other times before, and it's just been, here and there. Maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. I don't know. And, so we'll go from there on that. We'll see what happens. We have to see what happens because WWE is unpredictable right now. You really don't know what they're going to do, and they do things at the last minute. You know, again, like I was saying, this Raw match unified the tag team championship, that wasn't supposed to happen at SmackDown. That was supposed to happen in one of the pay-per-views before or at SummerSlam. And now they ended up doing it this way. And, it was on SmackDown, but I guess to appease Fox, you know, because they weren't happy about the ratings and things like that. So we'll see what goes on with that.
Right. More or less, the Judgment Day, I'm kind of sick of this. I don't know what your take is on that.
Likewise, I think it's the same. Now I'm hearing Ciampa is supposed to be joining, or Finn Balor is supposed to be joining, or both. And Edge is supposed to be increasing his membership into the Judgment Day. I think it's a joke. They could do better with Damian Priest, as you've said in prior shows. And, Rhea Ripley, she's desperate because every partner, she screwed a couple partners of hers already, as you can see. She screwed Nikki A.S.H., and then she screwed over Liv Morgan. And now she's on her own again. She's another Sasha Banks, keeps screwing over all her partners and everything. And, so we'll see what Rhea Ripley does and, with Edge in her corner. But I think it's a joke right now, and they keep on keeping AJ Styles in there as part of the storyline. They had a mixed tag team on Monday night, which I thought was corny. You know, they had that, and they ended up putting Liv Morgan in some hold. Rhea Ripley did again at the end, and it's out of control. That faction. I don't like it the way it goes. Edge, I've never known Edge to be like that, but again, you know, you got to do something to resurrect your career. Edge tried to do acting, WWE Network that didn't rate real well.
Well, the problem, here's the problem where I was never a big Edge guy, and to see what it's going on right now, I mean, you're right, Damian Priest, no direction for him, no direction for Rhea Ripley. It's kind of like, what's going on here? I mean, who's coming in? Is Finn Balor going to turn here? Do you see Finn Balor turning and coming into the mix here? I don't know. I mean, your guess is as good as mine, but, I mean, it just seems like it's stupid. I was never a big fan of the Gangrel thing and all that. I mean, it just seems like, you can come up with better groups than this. And now, you look at AJ Styles and Finn Balor, Liv Morgan. I mean, it's just, where's that going to go? Finn Balor, they don't know what the hell to do with. And the only logical choice I can see is maybe getting him in with, Edge and all them. Maybe he can be a powerhouse or make a name for himself. But the way that is one guy that's been screwed and tattooed. If you want to look at the screw job in Montreal with, Bret Hart, that's going to be a screw job what Finn Balor's going through.
Yeah, ever since he gave up the Universal title, they haven't done anything decent with him at all. And, they put him in several matches. And, so he's been hurt a lot, which, of course, he doesn't weigh a lot in his body, I guess. But he's been hurt a lot. He should have stayed in NXT. He was doing real well down there. And you know what happened when Triple H was off for his health issues and Vince McMahon was running it. He just completely imploded it and redid it. And, I think he should have stayed there. He was like a mainstay for that. And now, Samoa Joe's left. Then they had Dolph Ziggler there to try to do something. And, there's another one, Ziggler and Rude. They don't know what to do with them guys either. It's sad because they're two good wrestlers. I mean, Dolph Ziggler is a good wrestler. Robert Roode is a good wrestler. I just don't get it with this setup. I don't. And I just don't know what the WWE is thinking about. They need to start getting some of these guys back into the fold, coming up with different storylines, having different people be champ here and there and do different things, because what they're doing right now isn't working. But again, as it was said before, they're still making money. They're still selling out arenas. So I don't know if it's because of COVID or if it's because, everybody doesn't care about what the product looks like. They just want to see wrestling.
Right. Yeah, no, you bring up interesting points, and you're right. That's the problem, and we'll find out where this thing leads to. But to me, it's a faction that, I don't know. You can come up with things that are better. Bayley. What's going on with Bayley? I mean, yeah, I can think of a lot of opponents for Sonya Deville there, as far as, having a match. Bayley would be one of them, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that would be interesting. I would like to see.
I don't know what they're doing with her either. She was helping out Adam Pearce. She's doing this, she's doing that. Man, oh, man, you got to let people do their thing. I mean, it changes up all the time, but I'd like to see a Bayley against her match. I'd pay to see that.
Oh, I would. I would love to see that. Bayley was supposed to come back during WrestleMania. She was going to be another surprise guest like Cody Rhodes. But I guess her knee is not up to speed yet, and I don't know when she's coming back. They're saying SummerSlam it could happen. Her knee is not up to core yet. And the WWE medical doctors have to, medically clear her. And so we'll see what that happens with that there. We'll see what goes on. It would be nice to have her back. Anybody, to come back to boost the women's division again would be great, because the women's division has gone down the toilet. They had their own pay-per-view, Mark, and now it's like secondhand in the WWE anymore, and it's out of control.
Ben from Madison, Wisconsin, chiming in. He says, "Guys, you great, man. I need more of you guys. You guys really put on a good wrestling show." He said he went to a house event not too long ago. Wrestling shirts are going through the roof, guys. Any thoughts? Yeah, you got to buy them online. I mean, they're ridiculous now. I mean, I don't know what they are now. It's been a while. But the last time I saw them, they were pushing $35.
Yeah, I went to an AEW event, Mark, when they first came to Pittsburgh in 19. And I got to tell you, the shirts then for AEW were like $20, $25, which really wasn't bad. Nowadays, I'm hearing that these WWE shirts are going for like $35, $50, $60. And, I mean, you know, it's getting to the point to where you have to take out a loan to go to any of these events anymore. And I don't choose to go to them because the last Monday Night Raw I went to a few years back, or, you know, back in 18, it was a joke. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. And it's too much talking. And I'm not going to spend all kinds of money for tickets if that's what it's going to be. And yes, you're right. Buy your souvenirs online. Do not buy, because they have.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I know what WrestleMania out here next year. I know what's going to happen. The parking's going to go through the roof. If you don't Uber it in, shirts are going to go through the roof. All this stuff, and I keep telling people, if you don't buy it and you get it online, then you're not playing into it, where then the price could be lowered. You know, I want to use this analogy a lot because by no means are we looking to avoid paying for stuff. But if we go to a Dodger game, a buddy of mine, and he buys a ticket or something, or I can get in there and cover it or whatever, if we're buying tickets, we park outside the stadium, we're bringing a hoagie in there, he's bringing a baked chicken, you can bring it in, you can bring a big water in there, you don't have to crack the seal, they'll let you bring it in. You sit in your seats. You can pretty much sit anywhere if it's not enforced. You're getting out of there not spending a dime. But if you're buying hot dogs, and you know, and now I'm getting all these complaints, and it's not a memorabilia show, guys, but wow. Pat from Odessa, Texas goes, yeah, I noticed jerseys are $300. Well, there we go. Now we've got a topic going here, wrestling into that. Guys, the simple fact is if you don't buy it, you buy it online, or buy it on eBay or one of those things, then you're not going to have to pay them type prices. If you buy it at the stadium, they're going to jack you up, and that's what it is.
Absolutely.
And, you know, yeah, and $35, when I saw it, I remember it. Yeah, they were up there. And, you know, and my buddy went to WrestleMania in Dallas this year, and he said, you know, Mark, they were I bought three of them. I go, yeah. He said, it cost you a loan. So, I mean, that's the thing.
Wow.
You know, yeah, you buy these
things.
Yeah,
well, what people should do, like you said, Mark, what people should do is buy it online and send a message to these people. Now, see, first of all, most of these vendors that sell these shirts, they're all private vendors. First of all, they have to lease the space from the arena. That costs money. Then on top of that, they have to make a profit. So, I mean, you know, you might get shirts for $5, but you got to jack it up sky high to make a profit because the lease is probably high. That's how they do it here, and I know it's high everywhere else. It's probably way higher everywhere else. You know?
One guy, William from Marlboro, Massachusetts, chiming in. He said, yeah, he bought a Seth Rollins T-shirt from Amazon. When he got it, it looked like it could fit his kid. Yeah, that can happen, too. You got to make sure you're getting the sizes down, too. But I only spent $11 on it, so, well, there you go. That's what you got for $11. But some of these shirts, and now we're paying, somebody goes, I got the Cody Rhodes one, the mustache one from Cody Rhodes in the day. Yeah, that was a good one, too. But, boy, and that should be a topic we talk about, because now we've got Dan from Oceanside saying, guys, listen to you live. God, stay on for hours. We got other shows, Dan. We love them. We got to expand this one. But he said, you guys should have a show on the best shirts and the worst shirts. His best shirt was Big Show with the bear on it. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Big Show
that was
the
a good
bear
one.
On it. Yeah. The light
mine
brown
was stone
one.
Cold
yes.
With the, mine was stone cold with the skull on it in the back, and it said 316, Austin 316. I used to like
mine,
that one.
And that by no means shirt. Am I that, but mine had to be the Mr. Perfect, the light blue. And, boy, I'll tell you,
that
took 30 years to find.
Yep.
Had to get it out of Canada. But, yeah, that one, and believe it or not, that was a $25, you know, T-shirt. But, yeah, hard to find because, guys, you got to really look at these things. There's another Mr. Perfect shirt out there that's a darker blue. You got to make sure you know which one it is. The original is the light blue with the white underneath it. So that is the original one. Hot Rod, that was another one, good one. Hulk Hogan's, boy, we're getting some real, Nexus. If you weren't with us, you were against us, the black and gold. Now if you walk around with that, you know, with the big N in the front, hey, guys, I don't know about walking around with that. Yeah, the Nexus, that was another one. So, some great shirts back then.
Walmart, I want to tell people this, and I know down in the West Coast here you have something called swap meets, which are like flea markets, okay?
Right.
What you want to do is you might want to check your local flea markets and swap meets, because I'm going to tell you this right now. Sometimes some of these shirt factories that get these shirts that are like seconds, I used to know somebody that was in the shirt business, and he had wrestling shirts for me, and I used to take them to the flea market and sell them, and I used to make a lot of money on them. So what I'm saying to you is, you know, that's where you might need to go take a look. And some of them have
Pamela,
new shirts.
Saying that. Pamela from Mesa, Arizona says, guys, you guys are talking about shirts. How good would a Wrestle Talk shirt be with you guys? You both are from Pittsburgh, a little black and gold action. Well, we might have to talk about that, Pamela. We might have to talk about that, Ralph and I. Ralph and I will put our heads together and come up with a shirt and do a Zoom show or whatever. And then we can tell you, look at here we are. Yeah, Wrestle Talk. Or show up.
Absolutely.
She goes, or show up on the Tampa show with them. Yeah, we could do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We can do that with
Peter
Blake.
We might have to take Pamela. We might have to take Pamela up on that, Ralph. Get, you know, a couple of Wrestle Talks, Mark Mancini with Ralph Williams. A little black and gold show the colors in Tampa with Peter Blake.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, we're winding
I have a shirt.
It down,
I have
and
a
boy, this
shirt
show, we could go,
right
you
now.
Know, yeah, there's over 300. We can't even keep up with this. So many people talking, sending comments. But I will tell you this, as we wind this down, next week we're back on Thursday. It'll be the Berg Boys along with Smoke and Jim Frazier. As we wind this thing down, anything you want to talk about this week or anything pertaining to wrestling as we wrap it and let everybody know how they can find you?
Well, first of all, Wardlow won the match, the steel cage match, so now he will fight MJF at the Double or Nothing coming up this Sunday, which is great for AEW. And now you got Adam Page here face-to-face with CM Punk. That's going to be a really good match. AEW is really putting together some good cards, Mark. They're putting together some good storylines. They're using the talent that they have in a really good way. And they have some good people working with them that doing it. They have Mark Henry. They have Big Show there now helping them out with stuff. And, you got Tony Schiavone, Jim Ross. You know, guys have been around a long time that know the business and, don't screw things up like Bruce Pritchard and John Laurinaitis and whoever else. You know, so, I really enjoy the product on AEW and their shows. And, you know, I think they're doing a really good job. They just bought out ROH. And they've entwined them into their shows, things like that. So that's good to hear. You know, it's good to see Impact starting to make a little comeback. And now you got MLW. The independents are doing well. Trapper Tom was supposed to, the jerky from Keystone State Wrestling Alliance was supposed to be with us tonight, but he's coming in 2 weeks. He had something to do because we switched the show. He couldn't do it tonight. So. You know, but we'll have him on next show. He's going to talk about some independent wrestling and how they're doing and
who
you know, things like that.
And who's sponsored by again?
Yes, DJ Fun, Western Pennsylvania. You need a DJ. Weddings are getting hot. Parties or graduation parties are coming around. Don't waste time with agencies. Call DJ Fun today. Fun experience value, 412-545-4317, over 10 years of experience. DJ Fun will do your wedding party and or special event and not have you break the bank. So give them a call today, 412-545-4317.
Congratulations on your wedding this past week, my friend.
Oh, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Thank
you
so much. So
happy for you and great weather and everything, and I'm just so blessed and love you and your wife dearly, and I truly mean that.
Thank you.
Well, for Ralph Williams in Pittsburgh, yours truly, Mark Mancini. Stay tuned at the basically the top of the hour for the show out of Indianapolis, the Eat Me Cooking Show. John Guy, Eli, Peggy, and Tampa, we won't be on tonight. Peter's got some plans. We'll be back next week on that Tampa show. If I'm not doing
Oh, we're
Pirates,
not on tonight with Peter. Oh, I didn't know.
No, I just sent you a message that through the text that he just sent me. So check it out.
Okay.
But you'll probably be on there next week. I'll probably be off now 2 weeks because I'll probably be covering the Pirates and Dodgers, the finale of that series. So till next week when Smokin' Jim joins Ralph and myself.
Oh, yeah.
Talking Berg sports and everything else in the world of sports. Have a blessed one, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and congratulate Ralph on his wedding. Have a great
one,
guys.
Thank you very much, and have a good night and be safe.